Rounding out our Friday extravaganza here of Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Larry is the man who successfully predicted the triumphant victory of the USA Ryder Cup team, none other than our very own Brett Baer of Fox News Channel. Hey, Brett, how are you?
Good morning.
Well, let's start first with the vice presidential debate, because we haven't been able to hear from you. Of course, we do want to get your preview of Sunday night's presidential debate. But how has the Trump campaign maximized the very, very good coverage and, frankly, fantastic performance of vice presidential candidate Mike Pence?
Well, I think he's been out on media. I think he's been doing a lot of interviews. I think his tone kind of changed when the stories started being, you know, this was great for Mike Pence 2020. I think you heard a lot about Make America Great Again, and this is Donald Trump's win. And but he's been out, and he's been doing a lot of interviews. Arguably, he did on points have a really, really strong night. I don't think there's anybody who thought that he didn't win. I think that, you know, the criticism was that he didn't defend Donald Trump enough, but frankly, some of the things that he did to pivot to change substance policy answers really could be a template for Donald Trump this weekend.
Yes. Well, do you think that he will be taking notes? That's the question. I mean, I think the million-dollar question about this upcoming debate is, will Donald Trump learn from the example set by Mike Pence?
I think that he will be more prepped for this debate than he was the first one. They did a trial run yesterday in New Hampshire with a town hall, and they kept on saying that this wasn't a trial run, but there were clocks that had 2 minutes, you know, on the wall, countdown to his answers. You know, the first answer in the debate is 2 minutes. So clearly they were using that as a trial run, and he's taken the day off the trail today to work with Chris Christie and Ryan Priebus. You know, he is who he is, and the question is whether he's going to be baited into going down rabbit holes again, or whether he's going to stick to the change kind of message that he wins with.
Mm-hmm. And do you have any comments on the format of this debate? It's that town hall style with the and they're using two moderators, which I find interesting, Anderson Cooper and Martha Raddatz, because of all the debate formats, the town hall, the moderators do less, right? Because a lot of the questions come from the people in the room.
Right. I found it strange, too, that there were two moderators. And I think that there's some back and forth behind the scenes about who asks what.
I bet there is.
And, you know, I sense that the questions from the people in the room will then be followed up by the moderators, and that you may see more following up than you did the last, especially from the vice presidential debate. There really wasn't much.
Now, how important is it for right now, given the lay of the land, and there have been some impact, it would seem, on Trump's numbers of late, given his last debate performance? How important is this one to him?
I think it's really crucial. I think if he has a good debate, then you know, some things, you know, if he picks up 2 points, let's say, and shores up some of those wavering people, the undecideds, you could see different states turn. You know, I mean, there's a number of those swing states that are
really
within
close,
the margin of error.
Yeah, they're real close.
Brett, I'd love to ask you, you know, you and your colleague Catherine Herridge have been so great out of the D.C. Bureau here covering all aspects of not just the story about what happened in Benghazi, but also, of course, the Hillary Clinton email story. And earlier this week, we had more revelations about the FBI investigation into this, including the fact that it seems in an unprecedented way they agreed to destroy the laptops of Cheryl Mills after granting a remarkable level of immunity. You hear what's coming out of the House committees who were really angry about this. I'd love your reaction to this and whether the FBI, of all organizations in this town, is really suffering in terms of their image with the American people.
Well, I think they are. I think that you're going to hear more about it from Donald Trump, I would imagine, as more and more of this concern comes out of Capitol Hill about how it happened. I mean, the whole destruction of the computers really doesn't fit the FBI MO.
Yeah.
You know? And if anything, they're always about keeping evidence. And so it didn't really make sense. And the immunity deals, They just didn't smell right in the setup before it was happening. And now you've got all little things coming out, not only different emails that illuminate some element of this investigation after it's essentially done, but you have things like, you know, they went to get 14 boxes of emails in the house, and there were only 12. And, you know, things that you say, this investigation probably wasn't done fully.
Yeah.
And why is that? And I think the questions will continue.
And finally, Brett, if I could, I know that, you know, we pulled up some old tape here because we know you had your days. You love them Hurricanes.
Now trees are scattered all over many roadways here, but the worst of this hurricane may be all of the flooding, and we won't know how bad that is until first light.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just wondering. Brett.
Oh yeah,
why did you inhale some helium before that report, Brett?
Well, you know, when your voice goes up and you get a little excited.
Well, so I mean, listen, I'm the one blowing around out there. My cameraman's in the safety of a van shooting out the back, and I'm watching stop signs fly by me. But yeah, I did 16 hurricanes and tropical storms.
Well, do you sort of wish you were down there?
No.
Yeah, that's the way I feel.
Exactly.
I've hung up the slicker. Hung up the rain slicker. Yeah. I'm covering a different kind of storm.
Based on the dangers of all the news this week, is it more dangerous reporting on Hurricane Matthew or more dangerous being part of the primetime lineup out of New York on Fox News?
Man. I'm going to blow right past
you. Yeah, I don't blame you. We're just happy to have you here in D.C., Brett. Yeah. Never leave. It's much better here, isn't it?
Yeah, I agree.
All right. Thanks, Brett. Brett, thank you so much. We appreciate it.